Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The first baseman, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Stuper. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Stuper. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman takes first base on ball four. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hodges interferes with Hendrick, who is awarded first base. Van Slyke moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. McGee steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Two outs. John Stuper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stuper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stuper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Obergefell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Stuper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stuper is 0 for 1 in the game. Stuper strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Strawberry goes all the way around to score. Brooks moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Danny Heap. Dave Rucker now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fitzgerald pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Oquendo reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. Martin scores. Fitzgerald moves to third. It's 6-0, Mets. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 2 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Slyke fields it and throws to home to get Fitzgerald. Oquendo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Mike Fitzgerald now catching. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Darling covering, for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Mike Ramsey now playing shortstop. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Lyons now playing shortstop. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 3 in the game. Darling strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Van Slyke moves to second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6. And St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.